Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Alleluia.
When the poor ones who have nothing still are giving, when the thirsty pass the cup water to share, when the wounded offer others strength and healing, we see God here by our side, walking our way. We see God here by our side, walking our way. When compassion gives the suffering consolation, when expecting brings to birth hope that was lost, when we choose love, not the hatred all around us, we see God here by our side, walking our way. We see God here by our side, walking our way. When our spirits like a chalice brim with gladness, when our voices full and clear sing out the truth, when our longings free from envy seek the humble, we see God here by our side, walking our way. We see God here by our side, walking our way. When the goodness poured from heaven fills our dwellings, when the nations work to change war into peace, when the stranger is accepted as our neighbor, we see God here by our side, walking our way. We see God here by our side, walking our way.
In the morning I will sing glad songs of praise to you. In the morning I will sing glad songs of praise to you. O God, you are my God, and I long for you from early morning. My whole being desires you. Like a dry, worn out, and waterless land, my soul is thirsty for you. In the morning I will sing glad songs, praise to you. Let me see you in the sanctuary. Let me see how mighty and glorious you are. Your constant love is better than life itself, and so I will praise you.
In the morning I will sing glad songs of praise to you. I will give you thanks as long as I live. I will raise my hands to you in prayer. My soul will feast and be satisfied, and I will sing glad songs of praise to you. In the morning I will sing glad songs of praise to you. As I lie in bed I remember you. All night long I think of you, for you have always been my help. In the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. I cling to you, and your hand keeps me safe. In the morning I will sing glad songs of praise to you. Glory to the Abba and to the Word and to the breath of love, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the morning I will sing glad songs of praise to you.
A reading from the Book of Revelation. After this I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshipped God, and exclaimed, "Amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Thanks be to God.
Adonai, our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt, giving God the glory. Adonai, our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt, giving God the glory. Victory and power and empire have been won by our God, and all authority for our Christ. Let us rejoice and exalt, giving God the glory. Glory to the Abba and the Word, and the holy breath of love. Adonai, our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt, giving God the glory. O Christ, we reach out to touch you, our only hope. Cure us and give us peace. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Christ, we reach out to touch you, our only hope. Cure us and give us peace.
That all who have been called and gifted to be salt of the earth and light of the world may overcome what divides us and may join our voices in proclaiming good news for the poor. That political and economic leaders may be filled with God's spirit of compassion and lead with honesty, justice, and a passion for the flourishing of all. That the love and example of those who live and work in the darkness of violence, poverty, and corruption may be light and hope for those who suffer most. That those who have received more may be freed to share their abundance with those who are oppressed by racism, classism, and violence. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you called and gifted Jesus for a ministry of teaching and proclaiming the gospel and curing every disease and illness among the people. You have called and gifted each of us to be salt of the earth and light for the world in a great variety of ways with a wonderful diversity of gifts. When we go astray, help us to wake up and change direction so that we may channel our lives and our energies into preparing the way for your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts a passion for justice and a commitment to the poor. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.